Chapter 4. The Party at Vaux. The king, his family and his friends were on their way to Vaux and Fouquet's magnificent party. The king rode his horse in front, and his ministers and officials, including Colbert and D'Artagnan, rode with him. His guards, the musketeers, rode behind him. The other members of the royal family and the court followed in carriages. While they were riding along the road, Colbert spoke to the king.
Fouquet stole 13 million francs from the government, Colbert said. Why are you going to his party?
D'Artagnan knew and respected Fouquet. He was very upset by Colbert's words, but he didn't say anything. It was 7 o'clock in the evening when the king finally arrived at Vaux. Fouquet and his wife took the king to his room, and he put on his new clothes. Then the king and his guests sat down to have a magnificent dinner. All the king's favorite foods were on the table, and he ate very well. After dinner, D'Artagnan decided to speak to Aramis. He felt that something was wrong, and he wanted to ask Aramis some questions. D'Artagnan found Aramis in his room with Porthos. The three old friends drank together and talked about their past adventures. Porthos, however, drank too much wine and soon fell asleep.
Why are you helping Fouquet? D'Artagnan asked Aramis. Are you plotting against the king? Of course not, answered Aramis. Fouquet's my friend. He's very loyal to the king, but the king doesn't like him. I, too, am loyal, and I don't want to harm the king of France.
D'Artagnan wanted to believe Aramis, but he was worried. He left his two friends and went to find the king. While D'Artagnan was speaking to Aramis, the king and his guests were walking in the gardens and watching the entertainment.
The royal palace and gardens are not as beautiful as these, thought the king. My dishes and glasses aren't as magnificent as Fouquet's.
The king was very envious of Fouquet. He remembered Colbert's stories about him, and all his bad feelings for Fouquet returned.
Maybe Fouquet really took money from the state to pay for all this, the king thought.
He became very angry, left the gardens, and went to his room. Then the king called Colbert to his room and asked him about Fouquet's money. The king didn't know that in the room above, Aramis and Philippe were watching and listening to everything with great interest. Colbert told the king again about the missing 13 million francs. The king believed the story and became angrier and angrier.
I'll give orders to arrest Fouquet, the king said.
A few minutes later, Colbert left the room, and the king called for D'Artagnan.
You must arrest Fouquet,
the king told D'Artagnan.
Here is the written order.
D'Artagnan was very upset at the king's order. He liked Fouquet, and he wanted to protect him.
How can you arrest a man in his own house in the middle of this magnificent party?
D'Artagnan asked. Please reconsider this order. In the morning, you won't be so angry, and maybe you'll change your mind. The king listened to D'Artagnan.
All right, he said. But you must guard Fouquet's room all night. He mustn't leave it. Come to me early in the morning, and I'll tell you what to do.
D'Artagnan left the room and went to find Fouquet. The king was tired now. He lay down on his bed, still in his new clothes, and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, two masked men entered the king's room. The masked men were Aramis and Porthos. Porthos didn't know anything about Aramis's plans to exchange Philippe for the king.
The man on the bed in the king's bedroom isn't the real king, Aramis explained to Porthos. We're helping the real king. We must take this false king from Vaux and protect the real king.
The king heard a noise and he opened his eyes. He saw the two masked men. One of them was holding a pistol. The other man was very big.
Are you Fouquet's men? Are you going to kill me?
Asked the frightened king.
Answer me immediately.
We're the masters here, and we don't have to answer you, said Aramis.
You're coming with us now. Get off the bed.
The king obeyed. They left the room through a hidden door and entered a secret tunnel. In the room above, Philippe put on his clothes, the identical clothes to the king's. Then he went quickly to the king's room and lay down on the bed. When Aramis, Porthos, and King Louis arrived at the end of the tunnel, a carriage was waiting outside. Porthos pushed the king into the carriage. The king tried to resist, but Porthos was stronger than him. Next, Aramis got into the carriage and sat down beside the king. Then Porthos climbed onto the driver's seat, and the carriage left quickly for Paris. 3 hours later, they were at the gates of the Bastille prison.
Get the governor, Aramis ordered the guard. Then he gave his pistol to Porthos.
I'm going to speak to the governor, he said. If this prisoner says one word, shoot him.
Aramis took off his mask and walked to the entrance of the Bastille. The governor came outside. He was very surprised to see Aramis.
Why have you returned, Bishop?
He asked.
There has been a terrible mistake, my friend, replied Aramis. You freed the wrong prisoner. You must free Selden. Here is the king's order. The prisoner Marchiali is in the carriage. Take him to his cell.
The governor looked very confused and frightened.
A mistake?
He exclaimed.
But you said the name Marchiali was in the letter. I believed you, although I clearly saw the name Selden in the letter.
Please give me the letter, said Aramis.
The governor got the letter and gave it to Aramis. Aramis took the letter and tore it into pieces.
What are you doing?
Asked the governor, shocked.
Now there is no evidence that there was a mistake, replied Aramis. Just free Selden and take Marchiali to his cell. Then everything will be all right. All this has upset Marchiali. In fact, he is behaving very strangely. He imagines that he's the king. He dresses like the king and looks like the king. Just don't listen to him. Nobody can enter his cell without a written order from the king. Do you understand?
Yes, but,
said the governor. He was still very confused.
Just obey orders, governor, replied Aramis. The king will be happy, and he'll give you a reward.
A few minutes later, the prison guards freed the prisoner, Selden. Then they took the king to Philippe's cell and locked the door. The king was shouting, but no one paid any attention to him. Aramis returned to the carriage.
Let's drive to Vaux quickly, Porthos, he said.
Aramis was very happy.
Now Philippe will be the king of France, and I will become more powerful, he thought. My plan is succeeding.